This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. Okay, that reminds me, I didn't take it today. Oh gosh, vitalfactors.com. So I won't be keeping my muscle tone, my energy level, that's for sure, firm skin, or my immune system intact. I kid you about it, but it's like a fizzy, like an Alka-Seltzer. I put one in a glass of water in the morning, and it gets me through that 4 o'clock slump every day. And it's all natural. Pat Boone talks about it on our show all the time. And he and I are getting up there. We need that help. It works. Please go to MDR Tabs, 1-800-MDR-TABS.
Hi, Joey Pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
In the treasure chest, Aspen Mills gift certificate, aspenmillsps.com, 3233123, pies, breads, rolls, brownies, bread. We forgot the bread.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our four Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley, so come in and check us out.
A gift certificate from Boucher PSA. They were our Monday restaurant of the week. I always kid you, they're at 611 South Palm Canyon Drive. I don't kid you about that. Next to Joey's Revivals. But I kid you by saying it's the best airplane food you will ever have. Take your family in there. It's great for the whole family. Kids love it. It's like the inside of an airplane.
Hello, Joey Pals. I'm Dennis Costa. Come visit us at Boucher and cool down at PS Air Bar.
Foley and Stinnett Interior Design have a $250 gift certificate for you. Dan Foley was on the show this week. He has a show at 1091 North Palm Canyon. Check it out at foleystinnett.com, 322-2268. This is fun. The Purple Room, Palm Springs, is at 1900 East Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs, 92264. And the phone number is 322-4422. Okay, let's pick one thing to read. Joey fans, almost as good as chocolate, is enjoying your favorite drink at the iconic Purple Room Bar on weekdays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 4 p.m. to 6, the best happy hour in the desert. Frank's, meaning Sinatra, Bourbon Bar. Locals know he loved his bourbon and loved the Purple Room. Isn't that fun to know? Okay, it works this way. Joey's got three children. We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number three, you get Aspen Mills, Boucher, PS Air, Foley and Stinnett, $250 worth of consultation, and Purple Room. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting me. I'm in my 28th year, and I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're having a conversation with Fred the Hammer. I wish I could say it like he does.
Hammer.
The Hammer. Call him and listen.
But it's spelled H-A-M-M-A.
It's right.
No E-R.
No, H-A-M-M-A-R. It's on your...
No, just A.
H-A-M-M-A.
Yeah.
On your Hummer.
Thank you.
I'm lost now. Okay, we've talked about your childhood, your education. We've talked about football. Let's go to the movies.
So I go to this meeting, and I go in the office, and the secretary says, who are you here to see? I'm Mr. Cantor. She says, tell him who's... Mr. The Hammer's here. So she gets on the squawk box, and she says, Hal, Mr. Cantor, there's a Mr. Hammer. No, Mr. Hammer. The Hammer. It's about 5 seconds of silence. She says, football player? I said, yeah. She said, come on in. Let's talk. So we go in. We talk
he
for
knew
about...
He knew who you were.
Of course. I mean, I'd made enough... noise of my career as a football mm-hmm. player for people to know who I was. So he says, okay, let's talk. So what are you here for? I says, well, I've been watching your show. And I noticed that Diane Carroll has a new boyfriend each week. That puts her character in a very promiscuous situation. She got a new man every week. What you need is a regular boyfriend. He said, well, we've been thinking about that, but we don't have anybody. I said, we don't have to go any further. The hammer is ready to do the job. He said, you ever acted before? I said, oh, what are you talking about? It's 5 years of Carmen Jones, 3 years of Raising in the Sun in Montreal, Canada. If you had asked me what character I played, I'd have been dead in the water. Yeah. I hadn't done nothing. Zero. He said, okay, we'll write a script for you, see how you do. The script was called The Dancer in the Dark.
The Dancer in the Dark, okay.
So it was about a football player who just retired.
Oh, perfect.
Go to work, same company that she works for. We meet, we fall in love, and we have a relationship. So after the first show, they signed me to a 3-year contract.
See?
So I did it. Man, the worst thing I can say to you is no.
Of
you
course. Know?
So they signed me a 3-year contract. Now, it was...
What year is this?
1970, I believe.
Okay.
The producer of the show was Ingo... Well, no, it was Ingo Preminger. Yeah, Ingo Preminger. And he met me and liked me. He says, look, my brother's getting ready to do a movie. He needs a tall, dark Italian. But he can't find
I'm
one.
Sorry.
Can't find one to play the role because he has to be a muscular guy and lift people and be a good, you know, be in shape. He said, I'm going to take you and introduce you to my brother, Otto Preminger.
Yes.
Who's doing the show. So he takes me to Otto's house and they're having a party. He didn't tell Otto we were coming. Otto was a little disturbed. He says, okay, I read you. I hear. Put this in your hand. You read this. Tell me what you, how you can do this. So I started reading. I was doing terrible. I was doing terrible. So rather than lose my dignity, I took the script and tore it in half and threw it across the room. I said, I don't want to do this dumb part.
At Otto Preminger's house.
I don't want to do this dumb part anyway. I walked up. He said, very good. He said, I don't think you don't play football anymore. You're probably out of shape and you don't do the things you have to do. Pick this guy up and carry him over his shoulder. I grabbed him by the under the armpit while he's sitting down, picked him up and looked him in the face. I said, what do you think this is? And I plopped him back down to his seat. I went to the door to his wife, kissed her on the hand, and said, I'm very sorry. I apologize for anything that I did in this negative to your party. Excuse me. And I leave. I get home. My phone is ringing.
Of course it is.
Answer the phone. Yeah, what is this? Fred, I want to talk to you. I said, I don't want to talk to you. No, Fred, you, I like you in the movie. I don't want to be in the damn movie, man. He says, Well, come on. You want to be in my movie? I pay you well. Are you, yeah? I said, yeah, okay, I'm there. I'm in your movie. So I go, and the name of the movie was Tell Me You Love Me, Junie Moon with Liza Minnelli.
I love that one.
So I said, okay, here we go. Hollywood, I'm here. Now, everything happens from there, you know.
How many movies have you done?
But on the same lot was this director.
Go ahead.
Who says, I'm doing a war movie. I got a football game in it. I don't know anything about football. Would you hire all the football players? And would you be in the movie? I said, yeah. We was MASH.
Yep.
Being on a lot at the right place at the right time. The movie was MASH. So I did that movie. And then I said, hey, this is easy, man. I should have been doing
this
a long time
ago. This is easy, man.
I'm making more money.
Yeah.
Weekly, I'm making more money than I made my whole 10-year playing football. So I said, this is easy. So I know what I'm going to do. On all the movies, I never left the set. I watched everything. I bugged the sound guy. I bugged the cameraman. What do you do this? What do you call that? What do you do that? What do you do that? By the time I finished Junie Moon, I could direct. I could do anything I wanted to do with a movie camera. So then I started forming my own company and raising my own money. And what made me raise my money that was so easy for me was because my name in Europe was stronger than it was in the U.S. And most of the black actors and the black producers didn't understand that the power that we have in Europe, being black, is stronger than America. Only from the standpoint that I get more respect. I get more respect as an action star, as an actor. Here, I'm just another actor doing another part, and you know they want you in the part because you got a black audience following and they want you in the movie. That's not how it is in Europe. They want you in a movie because they want the movie to be successful and they know it's going to be good because you're going to be in it. And so I started going to the film festivals. I went to Cannes in France. I went to MIFED. I went to all these festivals just sitting and watching. It took me a year. I didn't do anything. I just watched and seeing how they did it. by the time I was ready, I went back to the festivals and I had my posters. I had my pictures. I put them on a table. I gave the maitre d' $100 a day that saved me a favorite
table
at the Carlton Hotel on the terrace. So I sit on the terrace and I put all my pictures down there and they'd come over and they said, Mr. Williamson, what do you have? I said, well, I'm doing this movie. How much for Europe? How much for Spain? How much for Germany? And I'd tell them, and they said, okay, we're going to do a contract. So we signed contracts. What would do, what they would get on the finished product. So all I had to do was take their contracts back to a bank. And I used First Los Angeles Bank to loan me money against the contracts, and that's how I raised my funds, by pre-sales. All I had to do was make the movie and deliver it, you know? And I made sure I didn't sell all the territories, so that was something more profitable to me that I didn't sell all the territories.
Now, tell me, how many movies to date?
80.
Unbelievable.
80 movies.
And one in the works.
One in the works and one just opened on Prime Video now called Devil's Triangle.
Oh, you've been telling me about
Devil's
that.
Triangle. And my next movie is in Spain with Franco Nero.
Oh. What's it called? Now, when you say they're in Spain, and I know you shoot in Italy and you shoot in Spain and shoot in Germany.
Yeah.
Do you speak all those languages?
Before, I speak everything but German. No German. I can't hear German.
How funny.
All the words run together. You know, so
you are Italian. So those movie you're going to do next in Spain with Franco Nero.
It's called The Fourth Horseman with Enzo Castellari.
And that's not football?
No, hell no.
Get it. Okay.
Enzo, I did Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, I love that one too.
The real one, not that thing that Quentin made.
Oh, the one I have.
Quentin made I don't know. Am I in the one you have?
Yes.
Then that's Enzo Castellari.
Okay.
So. And we're doing that in Spain. As soon as I would have been doing it now, but the virus is kind of crazy over there because their society is a little different than ours. They hug and kiss each other. Yes. That way the virus hangs around a little longer when you're hugging and kissing people, you know.
Have you missed doing anything you wanted to do? Did you want to write a book? Did you want to build a building?
I've built buildings. I've done.
Oh, did the architecture. Okay.
Yeah, I got apartments all over England.
You didn't do. That you want to do yet?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know what it is. But and I don't think it's in the movie business. I don't know.
You write movies, you direct them.
I write most of them because I understand what my fans like to see me do. So what I do is create a story that put me in a situation that the fans are going to be satisfied with what I do. And I don't really write all the I don't think one guy can write all the scenes. So I give it out to three or four guys, I pay them each a little some money, and then I take what they write and I combine it with my own ideas, and that way I get a bigger idea of the story that I want to do.
And you also, it must be mentioned, you give a lot of time to charities. I know you do a lot of spokesman.
Well, I'm a former Marine, too.
Yes.
So I did that for 4 years.
And
so
Wounded Warriors.
Our favorite charity is the Wounded Warrior Project. We've been having a golf tournament every year for 13 years.
That's
this
right.
is the 14th year coming up.
Where?
At Fantasy Springs Resort, yes. And they are very, very helpful for us. I mean, they take care of everything. They treat us royally. They treat my guests royally. It's a great combination and great friendship that I have with them.
Well, we're so fortunate to have you in our zip code. Joey Pals, Talk of Stars.
I'm just passing through.
Oh, please. You can see him some nights at the veranda at Maracas.
Yes.
People go by. They just always say,
Yo, Hammer.
Yo, Hammer.
Yeah.
I can't do it like I want to.
No, that's good, man. I mean,
thank you so much for being here.
No, it's having something.
Lovely to be with you. We talked about everything. Everybody knows a little bit more than they would have known with just a 3-minute quick television interview or something. We got to get into some detail.
My Benny.
Okay, Joey Pals, we enjoyed having Fred DeHama. Oh, that was better.
Hey, you did.
That was better.
Yeah, it was.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours. Right now, those folks are in Africa putting together a tour for Victoria Falls for all of us. But they remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with Steve at ACT, Palm Springs-based operator. He's been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. I can name them. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me to Dubai next March. Call 322-1247 or go to act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. AIM, A-I-M, Mail Center. They're at 1775 East Palm Canyon Drive. They're closed on Sundays. Listen to some of the things you can have done there. They have FedEx and UPS service. They have private mailbox rental. They have key cutting and bulk shredding. Check it out at AIM, A-I-M, mailcenters.com, 416-3399. Dana Haynes is coming down from the mothership. Our astrologer, she says, Capricorns know that this year calls for economic growth for next year. Communication is important this year when it comes to making money. From January 21st to February 18th, it's the Aquarius sun sign. They may find they have to pay more attention to finances, probably their gas bill. It may seem the dollars go out as fast as they come in. Aquarians think good ideas should take off quickly, wanting every aspect of business to react immediately. Uh-oh. Go to astrologyworldnews.com for your own astrological forecast. Desert Water Agency. Current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. There's more. Go to dwa.org. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office, I call it a sanctuary, overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Call him at 401-1810. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. P.S. Aerial Tramway says Mount San Jacinto and the Palm Springs Aerial Tram have lots of fresh snow. Guests can expect over 15 inches for sledding, building a snowman, and fun through the month. The only ice I want to see is in my drink, but tickets are available for purchase upon arrival on a first-come, first-served basis. To check the latest weather forecast, go to pstramway.com/tramcam. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn. Ooh, salivate. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, weekly from 5 to 7:30, and that's every Sunday in the VIP lounge. Monday, No Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi is weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. It's every Monday. Tuesdays, Jazz on the Second Floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective. That's weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. That's every Tuesday. But the CV Philharmonic Society Chamber Series is biweekly at 7 p.m. in Theater 3 on selected Tuesdays. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, tomorrow, Joey Pals, Ascend Insurance, David Perry, and Brady Sandall Real Estate. Until then, you be well and all the best.